So my day will typically consist of, you know, supporting the wind tunnel test. So we have like a control room where we'll go in, and in there we're monitoring the test. We're working with so many different kinds of engineers and, you know, electricians, mechanics, right? Not everyone's gone to college even. There's so many very different backgrounds because everyone has unique skills. We have technicians who are like just brilliant at like soldering and building tiny little connectors. We have like mechanics and machinists there that are great at like keeping the facility running. I'm an engineer. I mostly work on like measurement technology. So I'm in there doing my part in the control room. We have engineers that are really great at like planning and scheduling, doing stuff like that. So it's kind of a team in a control room in the middle of the night, running the wind tunnel. And now, you know, with COVID, we're doing some remote work too when we can. And so, you know, I will be working on ideas and managing some of my projects at home and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a mix of night shift, day shift, just depending on what's going on.
Yeah, it sounds like a very exciting place to work. And, you know, NASA, like, they must have to fabricate a lot of their own, you know, parts, right? I mean, are you guys using 3D printers? You know, is that?
Yeah, we do some 3D printing. We have some 3D printers at work. It turns out though, when we're talking about like this kind of experimental work where we're putting things in, you know, a wind tunnel and we're blowing air past it, and the air might be, you know, going at 1.5, 2.5 times the speed of sound, right? And we've also increased the pressure in there so that it's twice what it would normally be. So like 2 atmospheres of pressure, that the forces on these things are extremely high on these models of airplanes and rockets. And so what that means is oftentimes we're actually what we have to do is make these things out of like really strong exotic kinds of steel, stainless steels. We do some 3D, we do get some 3D printed parts, and but oftentimes those are like a different kind of process, so a laser sintered process. So they actually end up being metal. But it's like layers of metal. It's basically a metal powder that's melted with a laser, a layer at a time. So yeah, you wouldn't think of like just your normal, you know, like PLA or ABS 3D printed thing in the wind tunnel.
Yeah, that
They're
makes sense.
oftentimes very strong, and these models, you know, very expensive. Take a long time to machine and build. They're very complicated, right? Because they're instrumented, and yeah. But it's really fascinating. It just depends on the kind of test, like. NASA has the Space Launch System, right? This new big giant moon rocket that NASA is hoping to launch at the end of this year, but maybe next year. And so, for instance, we'll do a wind tunnel test with a model of that, where it's, you know, a small percentage of the full scale. Obviously, we can't test the full size thing, but you know, it'll be covered in microphones. We'll have like 400 tiny little microphones on it,
Wow.
because it turns out understanding the acoustics of the environment around these rockets is really important. Because when you launch a big rocket, the noise, not from the rocket engines necessarily, but from the aerodynamic buffeting, right? When if you're ever on the freeway and you roll your window down and you get that kind of buffeting going on, understanding that kind of thing for these rockets is just critical, because that buffeting can be so loud that it will destroy the rocket and kill the astronauts. So that's like an example of like one of the how like well, so we'll cover a little model and like hundreds and hundreds of teeny tiny little microphones, like pinhead size microphones, and then try to understand the noise environment around the launch vehicle.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And you know, we have other things too. Like we have a special kind of paint called pressure sensitive paint, where you can actually put a paint on the model and see the pressure. You can take pictures of the pressure, which is really neat. And we have ways of like visualizing the shock waves, like by doing Schlaern imagery, which is another thing. If you like, if you're like on Google and looking up different experimental methods in wind tunnels, we have lots of fun, neat things.
That's really cool.